Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Action and contemplation. One of the foundational charisms of Francis of Assisi was the way he integrated contemplation and action. The Franciscan worldview is that the Christ is everywhere. Early on, Francis was attracted to contemplation and to living in silence out in nature and to minister to people as a preacher. It was God's will that the herald of Christ should preach. Francis quickly took to the roads in obedience to God. Francis's eagerness to serve God by preaching did not limit his deep love for meeting God in prayer. When he needed rest from the crowds who gathered to hear him, it was customary for Francis to divide the time given him to spend some of it to benefit his neighbors, and use the rest in the blessed solitude of contemplation. Francis didn't need to create a monastery, so he taught friars to live in the middle of the people. It's almost like human consciousness just couldn't imagine that anyone could find God away from people. The Franciscan way of putting action and contemplation together is unique. Let us continue trying to learn how to integrate action and contemplation. Francis of Assisi, humble and poor, was a fundamentalist, not about doctrinal scriptures, but about lifestyle scriptures. Taking nothing for your journey, eat what is set before you, work for your wages, wear no shoes. Humans tend to live themselves into new ways of thinking, more than think themselves into new ways of living. When we are weak, we are strong. Rejoice when you live among people considered of little value. Reflect the primitive and practical heart-based mysticism and Christianity found in the letter of James. The more radical forms of Christianity have never thrived for long. They are always like a new room with a new view, offering the rest of us an essential viewpoint that we have lost. The early Franciscan friars and the Poor Clares wanted to be gospel practitioners. They saw orthopraxy, correct practice, as a necessary parallel and maybe even precedent to mere verbal orthodoxy, correct teaching, and not an optional add-on or possible implication. We must get to the practical implications of our beliefs. Why aren't you doing what you say you believe? The prophet invariably asked. At the heart of their orthopraxy was the practice of paying attention to different things: nature, people on the margins, humility, mendicancy, mission. Rest in this knowing. Present in created reality. The entire world is a sacrament revealing the presence of God. Be so imbued by the goodness of God that you are aroused by everything to divine love. Truly become a lover of God through the beautiful things of creation. Experience the profound presence of God in creation. Behold and comprehend the whole of creation, that is, what is on this side and what is beyond the sea. Your soul, in an excess of wonder, cries out. The power of God fills it all to overflowing. The whole earth, pregnant with God, speaks to us of Mother Earth, a nourishing and caring earth that cries out in labor pains, longing for its fulfillment in God. The power of spiritual vision and relatedness is made possible by the power of love. To see God present with the eyes of the heart and to love what is seen requires faith, truly believing that God is present to us in created reality. Yet there is a disconnect between what we claim to be, or rather what we claim to see, and what we actually do. It is an alienation of the heart and mind that has rendered a desecration of the environment, as if we take the host, the body of Christ, and continually stomp on it while saying, "Yes, so be it." We are all connected. The paths of greed, consumerism, individualism, and nationalism endanger the planet and its people. We need to break down barriers of friend and stranger, citizen and immigrant, rich and poor, if we are to survive in this increasingly interdependent world. We need the vision that all creation sings praises to the Creator if we are to flourish. We need to become earth-loving saints, committed to our planet and its people, in our time, and our children's and grandchildren's time. The church always needs reformation, but this reformation needs to be grounded in inner spiritual experience. See life from a new perspective, God's vision, rather than consumerism, parochialism, and status seeking. Live on the edge of adventure and spiritual transformation that will take you from privilege to prayer and from self-interest to world loyalty. Follow the path of spiritual activism, imagining a transformed church responding to a transformed world. God calls us to mystical activism, a deep-rooted spirituality inspired by our encounters with God and committed to our spiritual practices to bring beauty and healing to the world. We are called to be mystics of the here and now. Within the concrete limitations of our life, our gifts are lived out and expanded as we devote ourselves to prayerful activism. Rest in this knowing. Simple living. Simple living is not about elegant frugality. To live simply, one has to consider all of these, and they may be included to some degree. But simple living is about freedom. It's about a freedom to choose space rather than clutter, to choose open and generous living rather than a secure and sheltered way. Freedom is about choices. Freedom to choose less rather than more. It's about choosing time for people and ideas and self-growth rather than for maintenance and guarding and possessing and cleaning. Simple living is about moving through life rather lightly, delighting in the plain and the subtle. It's about poetry and dance, song and art, music and grace. It's about optimism and humor, gratitude and appreciation. It is about embracing life with wide open arms. It's about living and giving with no strings attached. Simple living is as close as the land on which we stand. It is as far-reaching as the universe that makes us gasp. Simple living is a relaxed grasp on money, things, and even friends. Simplicity cherishes ideas and relationships. They are treasured more because simplicity doesn't cling nor try to possess things or people or relationships. Simplicity frees us within, but it frees others too. Simple living is a statement of presence, the real me. We must live in awareness and in association with the whole real world. All are part of simple living. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The quest for peace, a peace encompassing both the end of war and the larger spiritual transformation of society, was at the core of Francis's ministry, and thus at the heart of his ministry to the Sultan's court. Francis forbade his followers to fight, carry weapons, or even swear allegiance to any noble. As you announce peace with your mouth, make sure that greater peace is in your hearts. Let no one be provoked to anger or scandal through you. But may everyone be drawn to peace, kindness, and harmony through your gentleness. For we have been called to this, to heal the wounded, bind up the broken, and recall the erring. May the peace of the tallest mountain and the peace of the smallest stone be your peace. May the stillness of the stars watch over you. May the everlasting music of the wave lull you to rest. May you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. and may you be a source of healing for all beings. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.